you breathe your life into my lungs. You bring to life these dry bones. I know that you're alive. You call me one of your own. In my heart, you made your home.
Time. good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time. God is good.
About. At the very first sign of trouble, they're nowhere to be found. Well, Jesus stays when others go. He'll never leave your side. He's your friend in stormy weather, 'cause he's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. Know he is. He's good all the time. You can search the whole world over. No greater friend you'll find. He's not good just once in a while. He's good all the time.
Yeah, he's the one you call in the middle of the night when your body moans with pain. Don't worry about that wayward child, 'cause he's heard you call his name. He'll put food in your kitchen when you don't have a dime. He's not good just now and then. He's good all the time.
God is good. Yes, he is. He's good all the time. God is good. You know he is. He's good all the time. The whole world over, no greater friend you'll find.
going to marry Jesus. I can't wait. Love you, Jesus. Can't wait to marry you. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus Christ is our pastor, and we are here to glorify him. This is Michelle. Hopefully everyone is having a good day. I just want to welcome everyone, whether you're listening in on the phone or in the chat room or listening to this later in the archives. Hi. Right now in chat, we have Rosemary. Hi, Rose, and Jerry. Hi, Jerry. So I guess I will get started here in a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for just your tremendous encouragement and for getting us through all of our trials and tribulations and problems and for, in general, just getting us through this day, through this week. And Lord, we ask that you continue to provide for us and get us through until you come for us, Lord. And Lord, we ask that you continue to heal Carol. Please continue to strengthen her, Lord, as she recovers, Lord, and just give her peace and hope and shower her, Lord, with your love and just help to continue to heal her, Lord, as she rests and waits for your return. And Lord, same goes with anyone else in RCC who is not feeling well, and we ask that you heal them, Lord, and provide for anyone who is not doing well financially, Lord, and also to heal us emotionally too. Anyone who's not feeling well emotionally, please help heal us, Lord. And Lord, we just can't wait to see you, Lord, face to face, and finally be able to give you a hug and just tell you, Lord, how much we love you. And we just cannot wait for that moment, Lord. And we just want to say we love you and thank you so much for dying on the cross for our sins so that we can spend eternity with you and that we will get to marry you, Lord. And just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us. And just want to say we love you. Come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, not too much is going on with me. I'm feeling pretty excited about this week. Don't expect to see August, that's for sure. So I'm just really hopeful and excited and can't wait to see Jesus. So let's see. I guess I could read a devotional out of my Jesus Calling book. Let's see, it says, find freedom through seeking to please me above all else. You can have only one master. When you let others' expectations drive you, you scatter your energy to the winds. Your own desire to look good can also drain your energy. I am your master, and I do not drive you to be what you are not. Your pretense displeases me, especially when it is in my service. Concentrate on staying close to me at all times. It is important to be, or it is impossible to be inauthentic while you are focusing on my presence. So, of course, we should always stay focused on Jesus, which I don't think is too much of a problem for this group since we're so rapture-centric. We cannot wait to get out of here. But, Jesus is coming. I can't wait, and all the signs are pointing to it. So with that, I'll go ahead and start opening up the phone lines. We have Tana. Hi, Tana. She might be on her way to work or something, but Tana is unmuted if she wishes to speak. And we also have Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
How's everybody?
How are you?
Okay. A lot of messages out there, huh? Wow. Very encouraging.
Yeah.
Boy, they get the heart pumping faster there. Wow, Paula Marie, and boy, there's a few that are really, 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 really. So I just sit here and I read them, and I look at my Jesus here, and I just tears, you know, like, oh, please. Now the Father says, go get them. So, you know, all right. works for us. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So we're...
Yeah, I just
it's
cannot
just
wait
exciting.
To see him.
Oh, I know. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So it's just... Well, what this week is like Yahoo.
Yeah.
Know, wow. Wow. I just feel so... Just... You can't describe emotions sometimes. You just feel good. You feel hopeful. You feel, wow, I'm telling you.
I know, yes.
Oh,
I feel
my
so
goodness.
Hopeful for this, the rest of this month,
oh.
But yeah.
Oh, wow.
But any day now, especially. It's like, I just really feel like this is it.
I know, this is it. Isn't there a song, This Is It? Gotta find that one.
Maybe it's Bugs Bunny. This is it.
Dun, 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 dun. That'll work.
On with the show.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. So,
yeah,
just
the Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my
little
goodness.
Bunny. Come on.
Aww.
Stuck in a loop. Well, I thought we were going to hear Bugs Bunny, but maybe not.
Oh, wow.
Anyway,
okay.
This is it.
Anyway, this is it. We're ready. I'm so ready. We're all so ready. Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. I have a lot of peace. I really do. I mean, I just continue, you know, taking care of the household and being here for my daughter. Oh, my son needs prayer, my special needs son. I'm going to tell you something, and you are not going to believe what I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. He's neurologically impaired with grand mal seizures, okay? Okay. He has to have a procedure tomorrow. When he was 12 years old, he ate a rubber glove, and they had to operate on him in his stomach to take it out. Now, they took him for a checkup, a colonoscopy, you know, just to check. They always take these clients and check them out and see if they're healthy. But they found the rubber glove, and they took it out. I know it sounds terrible, but there's another one there they can't get, so they're going to try to go through the stomach tomorrow and take it out again. He's got this fetish for eating rubber gloves. He's not hungry, and I talked to him today, and he's happy, he's laughing, and he says, oh, I just do it on purpose, like real snarky, you know. Like, good thing you're not in front of me. I'd give you a whack, you know. But he does this. He does these weird, stupid things. He's going to be 47 years old, okay? We're supposed to have a birthday party. His birthday is Saturday. But he has to go in for this treatment tomorrow to try to get the second glove out, which is very old. If they didn't do that test on him, like I said, they would never have found this out, but he could have gotten very sick and everything. So pray for Sean that they can retrieve this second one without surgery, because he doesn't need two scars on his tummy, okay? His name is Sean.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's just unreal, unreal. Thank God, the things I love with, I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Yeah, so when he's here, we have to watch him like a hawk, make sure there's no one else, so nothing he can get into. So I said to them, so if he can't find rubber gloves to eat, what is he going to eat next? You know, what's he going to take next? And they said, well, you're going to watch him real good. Because he can't go to his workplace anymore because that's where he got the gloves. Okay. So they it's called Our House. That's the program he's in Millington, New Jersey. And they have their own program, so he's going to go to that program that just started it. So, but this is so crazy. I mean, oh, my gosh. Oh, dear. It's just crazy. So pray for Sean.
Yeah, we'll definitely be praying for him.
Oh, my goodness. He's totally nonchalant about it. But then, you know, I guess so. He doesn't realize how serious it is. I'm surprised he hasn't gotten really sick or something, because it could cut off different things in your body, you know, from your stomach and intestines. So, yeah, we have to pray for him that they can retrieve it. If they do and he's fine, then I go to his birthday party on Saturday. Then I got to rush over here because my friends who are staying the summer by Lake Opekon, they have a party for my other daughter. I had these two kids, Laura and Sean, exactly 2 years and 2 days apart. So it's the 23rd and 25th. Birthday parties. So I've got to rush back here and have a party at 5 and have a party at 3 over there in Millington. So. But if he has surgery, then, it's probably done.
It's like burning.
Turn it off. She forgot about it.
Girl.
Oh, my gosh.
Girl.
My daughter put a chicken in to cook, and she forgot about it.
Uh-oh.
Oh. What else can go happen now? Let me just see. No. I'm done. That was my chicken. That's overdone.
Well, perhaps we'll poop on one of your kids' birthdays.
Oh, I hope so. So on Saturday. Saturday's good. It's the 25th. Yeah.
A week before the 31st. So, hey, that works.
Yes, hey, the 31st. Could you believe that message you got? Oh, 10 days.
I know.
And then the other one with the father saying, you know, it's time now. He's not stopping him anymore. So that's incredible. Just incredible. Oh, anyway, okay. I'm trying to keep my cool. There's so much going on. Oh, man, you still have to deal with the everyday stuff, too, that goes crazy. You know?
I know.
If it isn't work, it's kids. If it isn't kids, it's something else. And then you're still trying to console Jesus and keep him company and read up what's happening, and the world is getting nuttier, and it's like, okay, if he didn't give us the grace to endure, we would never endure. Oh, my goodness. Never, never, never. And I have a burnt chicken in the oven.
Yeah, yesterday I was just laying on the bed listening to some worship music and just laying there with Jesus. And I was taking the little cat naps, but then I'd wake up and be like, I love you, Jesus. And just laying there, and then all of a sudden thunderstorms started coming in.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I love
and they lasted pretty much all evening.
Wow. Now, we've got rain on and off. But there's no more rain, and it's like close to 90 every day here now. Well, it's summer, and who knows what August is going to be. But we're not going to be here to find out.
No. It's 100 here. It's been 100, like, for the past 8 days or something.
Well, you're in Texas,
Yeah,
wow. Yeah. We used to get 112 degrees, because I was in Kerrville, Texas, but you didn't feel it.
Yeah.
It was so dry. It was very dry. So you didn't really feel the weather. It was good. But anyway, days are different. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. A lot of lightning at different places, like the storms in the Midwest, rather. They're all a lot of lightning, so angry lightning, you know. But then we don't have to ask why. Yeah. Yeah, God's not a happy camper with this world, let me tell you. Oh, boy. But he'll take care of his own, that's for sure. I never worry if storms come. Never, never. I know he's with us. His presence is just all the time. You know. And just through the day, like you say, you just say, I love you. Yeah.
Hi, Tana. Is that you?
Hey, Tana.
Hi, sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I love you all. I
love you.
Love you
too, honey.
Love you.
I'm just getting ready to do a workout, and I forgot my headphones, so I'm just going to keep the phone on. And it's done at 6:30, so hopefully I'll catch the rest of church later.
Okay.
But I love you.
Love you, too.
Okay.
We love you, Jesus. Come get us. We're ready.
Oh, I think he is.
Yes, we are. We do love you, Jesus.
And he's coming to get us. I told my kids here, I said, you know, I might just poof right in front of you, and you know that about a week later you guys are going to join us, so just be prepared. Of course, they look at you like, yeah, okay.
Well, perhaps she'll poof and die in front of them, and then they will know.
Yes. No, they all know. They all know. So if I just suddenly disappear, I went out last week, and my daughter didn't know I was out. She says, "Mom, I'm looking all over for you. I thought maybe you went." My phone had turned off the battery. I have to get a different battery, but I'm not going to do anything until August or September. So she didn't know where I was. I'm looking in the closet. I'm looking all over the place. I thought you were taken. She was serious. She got so upset. Oh, that was so funny. Oh, my goodness. So we've had a trial run.
Yeah, there you go.
So
at least you know they are prepared for you to poop.
Well, they've had practice now.
Yeah.
Scared the heck out of her, but she got some practice. That was going to feel. And I said, don't worry, you'll be here in about a week. You know, you join us in a week. Oh, that was too much. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, we also have Raina in chat. So, hi, Raina.
Oh, hey. Hi, Raina.
Hopefully
Hope
your
you're
belly
feeling
is
okay.
Doing okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Anyway, we're all waiting. But I'm very much at peace. I'm very much at peace, you know.
I know. I call an excited peace.
Yes, it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's an excitement, but it's peaceful.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in the shower, and I was like, Lord, I'm so excited to see
you. Oh, that's so sweet. Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet. Wow. So
yeah,
anyway,
I definitely don't see us getting to September. That's for sure.
Oh, see, it's 8:44 all day, all day.
Oh, there
I
you go.
I have seen 44. No, all day, 44 after almost every hour. I kid you not.
Wow.
I've never seen so many 44s. And right in your face, you know, and it's like, what are you doing? I'm not even going to ask. But I did again.
I saw 144
every hour.
Today.
Yeah, 44. It's just everywhere on my computer all day, and I'm not looking at the time, you know, 24/7. But when my eyes just happen to glance, it's 44 after each hour, practically.
Wow.
Well, yeah, wow. Wow. Boy, oh boy. Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait to get up there and ask him, so what's up with this 44 business?
Right. We have a big question up there when we see him. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So, anyway. Oh. So just day by day, just. And I get up every morning and I say, let's make this day work. And I can be tired, whatever, and I say, no, let's just make this day work. I'm going to stay positive. And I just plan out what I have to do for the day, which is really very simple, a very simple way. But they're important, simple little things that have to be done. So I just, hour by hour, I just get through. And it gives me peace, you know, like I have to make a phone call or, you know, I do all online work for hours and hours, you know, writing people or sending stuff or whatever. And so, you know, and then keeping him company, that's basically taking my daughter out. I have to be here for my daughter, my special needs daughter. You know, she really can't be alone. Like, she just left the chicken on, it's all burnt out.
Oh, yeah.
So she goes up, her medicine makes her really tired, so she forgets about stuff, so. Oh, that's what I have to do. So I say to the Lord, well, I'm good for that, then, you know, because otherwise I'm like a lump on a log. I'm tired a lot. I'm so tired, and I don't know why.
Oh, me too.
I it's like a very unnatural tiredness, but it's not because I'm sick or anything. You know, I don't eat anything too stupid, and I take the I have wonderful very good vitamins that I take just because I'm getting older, and it's like keep the brain going, keep the body going, you know. You do that, you know, you think that way. And I do, and it's like, and I sleep at night. You know, I'm okay. I mean, the necessary room has my name on it, you know, but I just pray. I was desperate. I don't know if anybody else wants to do this, but I said, a demon of tiredness and weariness, just leave me alone in the name of Jesus in case it's, you know, some kind of whatever after me, you know, and keeping me tired.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's such a thing. I just don't have to go get up so much at night and go to the necessary room. I probably would get a good sleep, you know.
I know. I wake up three, four times. I'm like, what's up with
that? Isn't that awful? It's awful.
It is.
But you know they have pills for that. But I take blood pressure pills and water pills, and I don't want to take any more pills because they all have horror. The cure is worse than the disease, you know, when you look at effects. With some of this stuff they want to give you.
I don't really trust pharmaceuticals all that much, so like a last resort.
I won't take any more stuff, you know. I just live with it, but I can rest in the day if I'm tired, which I do. And I feel guilty when I do, but it's ridiculous. It's like, just rest. Don't worry about this. It's like, keep me company. Don't be stressed by this. Just walk by my side gently without any stress, you know. He says that, and he and I too. And it's like, just don't be so, you know, my words are uptight, you know. But he says, just don't be stressed. Just love me. He says, you know, do what you have to do, and just keep me company, you know. And that's how I spend my days. I'm really tired.
In my devotional too that he just wants us to rest in him, and people consider that being lazy, but he doesn't. It's productive.
He doesn't. Thank you. You hit it on the head. It's exactly it. This is how he wants us to be, and it's like, well, shouldn't I be doing something? Shouldn't I be going here? No. Stay with me. Look at me. Tell me you love me. You know, just be in the present moment with me. You know, look at me. Keep me company. And that's what he's asking a whole bunch of us, you know. And it's like, but that's abnormal. I think about you all the time. That's not normal. It's like, well, of course not. What did you think? You know, you've made me your whole life, you know. So you're thinking about me all the time. So he says, don't worry if you have aches and pains or if you're tired or whatever. You're still doing all the things you have to do. Which I do, you know. But, boy, for me to get up and go from point A to point B, and I had to do some shopping today because we have birthdays and stuff, and maybe my daughter says, Mom, I'll take the groceries, and you just go in and rest because I was, like, just spent. I have a breathing problem still, and if I have to go to the store or anything, it takes a lot out of me to just do normal things that somebody else does, you know, and I have to catch my breath, and there's nothing really wrong with me. But I've had this for a while now, this breathing stuff. And after I calm down, I'm okay. I mean, things seem to be pretty normal, but it's just weird. It's not me, you know. It's not me.
Yeah. You know,
I like to get things done and be organized and stuff. And I'm not, it's a suffering in itself not to be able to just be, you know, quick draw McGraw here and just get everything done. I do a little bit, I sit down, I do a little bit, sit down, and half the time I'm too tired to even do a little bit. So it's like really pathetic.
Yeah, sometimes, or a lot of times, I'll be walking around, I'll feel fine, and then I'll sit down to read my Bible or something. I'll just barely get through a few sentences, and I feel like I'm going to fall asleep, and I'm like, okay,
exactly.
Lord, I can't even read, so I'm going to take a long nap now.
No, it's incredible. It's just this tiredness. Terrible tiredness.
Yeah.
All of our bodies are saying,
done.
Yeah, exactly. Because if I go to the doctor, he's just going to give me pills to take and more you know, garbage for me to have and more poison in my system. So if I'm not dying, I'm not going.
Exactly.
You know, I'm I know I'm okay. It's just...
this just we all have these weird symptoms that have no explanation. You know. But I don't know what he would give me for just being so tired. I might have that fatigue syndrome. I don't know. I just offer everything up. I trust the Lord. I get through the day. I mean, I just get through the day.
Yeah,
I'm grateful
one day at
for
a time.
That. Yeah, I'm just grateful to get through, you know. And by 10 or 11, I'm really exhausted, you know. And he's so sweet, Jesus. I mean, maybe he does this with you, too. I'll be so tired, but I want to spend time with him or just, you know, just some quality time just talking to him or praying or just looking. And it says, no, he says, you get to sleep right now. He says, you wake up at 4 in the morning, you can spend time with me then, but I want you to sleep now. And I'll be tired. He has, and I'll wake up. I wake up anywhere from 3:34. I spend hours with him, and then I'll get up and feed the cat because she drives me nuts if I don't. and then maybe I'll go back for another hour or so, and then I'm up. I spend time with my daughter, and whatever. And then the whole day is computer work. I mean, very spiritual computer work. Not just for hours, and then. I say my prayers. I put really lovely music on. Oh, it's so heavenly. And I sit in the kitchen and just say my prayers and stuff. And his presence is just so overwhelming. And I told you I have the Holy Face picture up. Well, he started something new. His mouth will move a tiny bit. And his one eye will just, it changes it. Like he blinks quickly or something. And I'm saying, oh, and I'm like a little kid, Michelle. I say, I saw that. I said, you're manifesting more and more, you know, to me. And the peace and love that goes through me is like, and then I'll see the flashes of angels around him, you know, and it's like, oh, thank you. I really need that because most of the time I feel like I'm useless. And I said, you're just coming and manifesting so beautifully, you know, to me like that. So he comes so alive, like 3D almost. I'll have the weather on or the news or a little bit because I only watch like few minutes and the world is in half gone. I turn everything off. And I'll look up and, boy, he's just looking at me. It's just looking at me. His presence is so strong. And I'll be startled a little bit, but it's a happy kind of startling him and saying, you know, I love you and I just, everything is in me. Everything in me is for you. And I just start praising him and whatever. But I wish everyone had this. Oh, my gosh. Aww. His presence is so powerful, but it's gentle. It doesn't scare you, you know, but it's there. And it thrills you. It just thrills you in a very gentle way, you know. And I just share that with you guys, you know, that, oh, boy, he's there. Oh, boy, is he there. He is
there. Do you actually
there.
See him or just feel him?
No, almost. The picture I have comes like 3D. His face changes. His eyes change. Even the shape of his face. There's beautiful glowing lights around him. This flashes of angels. Some of them are whoa. And when I see the angel or my peripheral vision, I will see the flutter of wings. Okay? And where's Sherry?
Oh, wow.
Right? Oh, no. This is every day. But he doesn't. I tease him. The face is life. And I said, it's from the Shroud of Shirin, but it's filled in beautiful by the artist Villa. And I said, boy, all I have to do is add a white fatah body, and then there you are standing right there in my kitchen. You know?
Wow.
That's how close he comes. I kid you not. And he'll say, sit there, put your music on, and say your prayers. And he says, and sometimes he says, just look at me, just talk to me, tell me you love me. And he'll come so alive. And so I can almost say, I'm with him. I am definitely with him. Definitely with him, you know, because he's right there. And it's not an overwhelming thing that it would frighten you, okay, because he gives you the grace to bear with it. He really does. He's got you, or I'd be under the table. I'm gone. I'm out the door. But it's not, because he's love. God is love. And he just, I love it when I'm kind of not too, I'm looking at something on TV, not to waste time, because I don't watch shows or anything, but I'll look up, and he's just looking at me.
Oh, wow.
He's just looking at me. Not mad or anything, but
awesome.
Just like waiting for my attention. And it's like, and I just gush. And I said to him, I said, the more you manifest to me, the more I gush. I said, this is a win-win situation.
Wow.
I talked to him, you know. He loves it. He loves it when any of you just
pour your heart out to him, or just say, you know, Jesus, I love you, have mercy on the whole world. Just little prayers like that through the day. It doesn't have to be a whole lot of prayers, you know, you don't even have to say a whole lot of you know what I'm saying? Just talk to him. Have a family chat. Just include him in everything. You know, and he and I have become so comfortable with one another. We can stay. Sometimes it's like we just hold each other, and we don't. And I have my head on. He has his head on my heart, or I have my head on his heart, and we don't even say anything for hours. We just hold each other. That's the kind of relationship that we have now. You know, and he wants that. He wants that. He wants us to just be. You know, reach our arms out to him and invite him into our arms, and it's our turn to console him. You know, he consoled us on the cross. That's the embrace he gave us on the cross. So it's our turn. And that's just, it's like, Jesus, come into my heart and just come into my arms and just put your head on my shoulder and just be at peace, you know, and let me hold you. I owe you that, you know. At least I'm not too much good for anything else, but I can hold you. Yeah, it's very sweet. Jesus is very sweet. He's very sensitive, and he's just very sweet. The more you get to know him, you know, the more family you become with him, and the more you invite him to go with you or be in your life or just everything you're doing, and the more you confer about it. He loves it when you say, I surrender everything to you. Your will be done in my life. Oh, he loves that. He loves that, you know. And he says, don't think I'm going to crush my people with a whole bunch of sacrifices and crosses and all this stuff. He says, I want your company. He said, and most of the time you only come to me when you're upset about something or if you need something or if you're suffering. He says, come to me in your joys and your everyday life. Just be with me. Let me be family. Let me be the number one, you know. And he said to Gabriel, he said, even when you go out to visit people, he said, I would take the fowler's net and just toss it over you just to keep you in the Christ consciousness. He wants to be with us all the time, even when we go out. And every weekend I have to go out to be with friends that I've known for 50 years. And it's like, you know, don't forget me there. And I said, I'm going to love you in each one of the people. And he loves that. And he says, yes, that's true. You love me and everybody because my presence is there within, being that we're all in his likeness and image. So that's what I do to try to make up for the time of not being like, here with him, you know, because it's very concentrated when it's here, and that's what I do, and I always pray that I can open up and talk about the rapture and stuff, and I tell the Holy Spirit, I said, unless you start the conversation, it ain't going to happen, because these people don't want to hear it, you know, but sometimes it's just loving people, and just being kind, and I always, this is good. My friend's daughter-in-law was there, and she's having a lot of problems, and she came out to the porch we were all sitting, and she said, you know, I have to apologize. I'm very stressed right now and whatever. And I said, you know, I said, we love you and your family. You can tell us what's going on. And this is in front of a bunch of people. And I said, and she was worried about her mother because she's very sick. I said, you know what? Let's pray. Let's ask Jesus. And it took courage to do this because these are not the kind of people. You know what I'm saying? And I said, let's ask Jesus to bless you and help you and help your mother. And I said, we're always here. You can talk to us and pray with us. Well, the others weren't used to that kind of language at all, you know. But it's like, he just gets you to be bold, you know. you can imagine what they say once you leave the room, but that's okay. So that comforted her, and she was very happy that I prayed, you know, in public with her like that, you know, old mouth here. But that was good. That was good. It comforted her because she was very stressed. She's a very spiritual person. And one of my best friends, I've known her since she's a teenager. She's close to 50. You know, she used to date my son. So, but she married one of my best friend's son, and they have a pretty nice marriage. And I have a kid and everything. But, you know, you just wait to the Holy Spirit to open it up. And even if nothing happens, don't think you failed because it wasn't time to speak with certain people. But when the time is right and you're willing, the Holy Spirit sees that you're willing,
then, you know, you can speak, and he'll have you speak. And that was very good. I know the others kind of looked at me and thought I was, like, weird, but I didn't care because they don't really talk about too many spiritual things publicly in a mixed group, privately perhaps, or online. But I said, you know, I'm asking Jesus to bless you and your mother and to give you peace. And they said, we're here to talk. We're a family, so don't be afraid to share. And she just looked at me like, oh, wow, you know, like, that's good to hear. Somebody, you know, gives a dang. Yeah. Yeah, so that was good. That was the spiritual thing that happened this Saturday. But every Saturday, you know, I'm usually over there till 9 or 10 o'clock. And it's very good. These people are, they're like family, even though they're good friends, and they're all best friends with my kids. So this is a real gift. This is a real gift. And they've had this house since 1956 on the lake. And we've been back and forth to New Jersey to live. So we're like a minute away from them, you know. Because my house, I can see the lake from where I am. We're up on a mountain. So it's safe here. It's very country. We're very blessed. You got bears and critters, but you just got to pay attention to what you're doing. Go outside, you know. But it's,
oh, yeah,
safe,
critters,
it's beautiful.
Here. Not exactly,
oh,
the,
yeah, bears,
place.
Bears, skunk, opossum, and we have a big old fat groundhog under the one of our house, little houses we have in the back. And it's just, you know, garter snakes. It's funny to see the cats play with the garter snakes. They don't know what to do with them, you know. And it's the snakes are fierce. They can't do anything that poisonous, but they don't like the cats either. So it's hysterical watching this. Then we have deer. We have deer all over the place. And that we have a mini forest in the back, and the dogs go nuts. I have three rescue dogs. But it's beautiful here. It's very peaceful. And when I go on my deck and just look at the gorgeous trees, and oh, it's getting so lovely. Oh, he's looking okay. And that sky and the clouds, you know. And yeah, it's just, you can feel his peace, so his presence, so beautifully, you know. So that's a gift to sit out there and just, and so I'm very blessed. I'm very blessed. But I pray for everybody, and I pray for everything, and you know,
exactly.
All day. This is all day praying, you know, praying. And I used to work in the nursing home, so there was a lot of healing and praying and consoling that I could do for these poor souls who had nobody else, you know, to hold them or show them some kind of kindness. That, you know, you really see the face of Christ in their suffering, a lot of suffering. And I did that for 6-7 years, yeah. Yeah, before we before I got older. But, yeah. But anyway, so.
What
you
were
know,
talking
just,
about reminds me
yeah.
of a song, mm-hmm. If this thing will work now. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, great.
Lord, you're leading me with the time of day, and in the night, the glow of burning flame, and everywhere I go, I see you. And everywhere I go, I see you. And you take my hand. Years ahead of me, and everywhere I go, I see you. But your words are life. And we'll be after all.
A song that I was trying to play earlier. anyway, we're in the second half now, although it's just you and me and Tana, and I think Tana said she was working out. So,
well, honey,
Judy,
if you want to close
said
out early,
was,
it's okay.
Judy had said she was going to yoga with her sister, so she wasn't able to call in or anything. So,
okay.
Did you have anything else, Pat?
No, honey, no, just kind of rambling on about staying with the Lord and just trust him and just invite him and talk to him. I don't care what it is. Talk to him about anything and everything. I talk to him about the dumbest and stupidest things sometimes, and I know he chuckles, you know, but it's okay. he wants to be included even in our silliness, you know, and sometimes I get really upset, and I look at him, and I'm in kind of a rant, you know, about something, and that's okay. It's okay. Go to him. He wants to hear it. He doesn't care what. He wants to hear it, and just
exactly.
Be real with him.
He just wants
be
our
real
company.
With him. Yes, and he wants us to trust him and tell him everything. I don't care what it is. Just tell him. tell him, say I'm having a bad day. I feel tired. I feel like, you know. And I'm just so real with him. I'm just so real with him.
And
he wants
too
that. He doesn't get mad at me.
He knows it anyway.
No, he knows. He knows it's hard. And I'll say, yes, this is hard, Lord. It's hard. I always say, my love, it's hard waiting, and I'm lonely. And I want to be with you. We all want to be with you. And, you know, and when, you know, and when he gets, and when he manifests so powerfully from the picture, I said, you know what I'm going to say. You know what I'm going to say. And I go, when, with tears, when? And he just loves that. He likes to know he's wanted and needed and loved. And, you know, he can't always tell us everything we want to know, but he'll manifest through a sign or something somebody says, something you read, something you might just see quick on the TV or hear on the radio or even a license plate. He speaks to me through the license plates. It's hysterical, you know. And it's like if you believe he's always there, he is. He is. And just be surprised sometimes, you know.
Exactly. Even if you don't feel him, he's there. So
he is. He's there. Yes. So that's my little whatever tonight, I guess. I hope it's helped somebody.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Good message.
Yeah, don't leave him out. Don't leave him out. He's so precious.
That's the Lord. And just, real with him and invite him into everything.
And tell him everything. I don't care if you're upset. He doesn't care. Talk to him. He says, you can't be too familiar. You can't go too far. You can't love me too much. He says, be daring. He says, what if I tell you the gates of heaven are wide open? Just love me. Just as much, you know, let me be in as much as I can in your life, you know, and everything. Because we're not going to have joy and peace unless he is in our life. I mean, you're not going to find it outside of him. You're going to find chaos and confusion and mix-up and despair and all the other things, like discouragement and more confusion, you know. And you're going to get on the wrong track if you don't have a talk with the man. If you don't have a talk with the man,
exactly,
you ain't going to make it.
You won't be confused by the world, the message
exactly.
The world is trying to send. So you need to hear what the Father is speaking, because he speaks truth.
And you have to be careful. You have people who love you, but if they're not kind of in the Lord, their best intentions for you are not necessarily God's intentions. I don't care how sugar-coated and sweet it sounds. You got to run it by the Holy Spirit, because they sound good and they care about you, but they could give you just the wrong advice that's totally opposite what God wants you to have. You know, you got to be careful with that. Say thank you very much for your kindness, but then go into your prayer closet, so to speak, and say, oh, this person just told me this. What do you think, Holy Spirit? And you get a feel. And I know I do that with things. Immediately, I'll get a feel like, a couple of red flags here. Just be careful, you know. And I know that's God. Words or no words, he just gives me a feeling that, no, you know, something's a little off here. Might sound good, but there's something off. And he'll do that for you, but you got to ask him. You got to invite him. Can't leave him out. He's got to be the center of your life. And if he isn't, don't expect things to go well at all. Don't expect to have clarity of mind. Expect to be confused. And you have that sinking feeling in you, sometimes stronger than at others, that something just ain't right, you know? And because you're not running it by God, you're not including him. You're not focusing on what he has for you, for your life. Everybody, he has something for everybody's life. Ask him. Ask him every day. Stay focused, and don't be afraid of rebuking, you know. And I love what Judy says about laughing. You're laughing. I mean, the enemy can't stay near you. He just wants to get sick and run, you know. He can't stand you being happy. Be cheerful. Be happy, you know, and ask God to give you the grace to get through everything and to understand what his will every day. Father, what is your will that I can do on earth through your son, Jesus? What is it? If you say a prayer like that, Holy Spirit, possess me in the name of Jesus. Fill me completely so I don't make any mistakes and I don't hurt God, you know, or hurt others. If you pray like that from your heart, gee whiz, you know.
Yeah, and if you honestly desire to please God and if you love him with your whole heart and honestly desire to please him, although you're not perfect, but
right.
You desire to please him, he will honor that request. And
yes, he will.
He will, definitely, he will take care of you. And
yeah, there's your peace of sanity.
I was just reading about David in the Bible, and he was, he definitely was seeking to please the Lord, and the Lord was with him, and he made him prosper. So
yes.
he showed him favor because yes. He was willing to please the Lord and give him his whole heart. So, and you can see that repeatedly throughout Scripture, that the people who were willing to give him their whole heart and that they were willing to do what he said and just they loved him, you could tell. And the Lord was with him, and he defeated their enemies before them. And so definitely just love the Lord.
He trusted him.
He wants to be loved.
He trusted him, and he involved him. He invited him. And there's the success of your life. Your peace and happiness is in the Lord Jesus only, through the power of the Holy Spirit, for the honor and glory of the eternal loving Father. You know? And you've got your angels too. Call upon them. Don't forget your guardian angel. Thank them. Thank God too for having sent a protection for you, you know. Read the stories online about the guardian angels and how, and other angels, how they've come to people's assistance, you know. And just say thank you. Praise him, thank him, and then ask, you know, and try to be, if you can't speak to other people about God, wear a smile, show kindness and love. I see that in some of the messages too. You can't talk to them, show them just tremendous kindness and love, and that opens them up. And eventually they say, what is the cause of your joy? And then you can tell them why. It's the Lord Jesus. The Holy Spirit will help you do this, but don't get all stressed out if all of a sudden you want to go on a preach and you can't, and you think you're failing, because Satan will just use that to make you feel like a dummy, and you were not. It wasn't the time. The Holy Spirit knows you want to talk to certain people. Let him guide you, and all of a sudden, you'll know to speak, and it'll flow. It'll flow. When God's ready, you're always ready, but it's got to be when God's ready. And just be ready
and
to
also
be for his readiness.
To ask the Lord to help you see other people through his eyes, and that way you'll be able to love them even though you may not naturally love them in your natural state.
Life's tough. Life's tough. Even for those of us who love God, it's still tough. But we have a peace that other people don't have. It doesn't mean we're not going to have troubles and tribulations and trials and temptations. We are. But we get through them differently. We get through them differently. Because we have that presence of God. And I can turn to him any second and say, yo, what about this? You know, like, God, dear, this doesn't make any sense at all. Help me out here. You can do that. That's what we have. That's what we have. All the time. And we have to try to convince others. That's what you need.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength.
Exactly. But you got to invite him. You got to ask him. And you got to try to, you know, live the will that he wants you to. You know, it's, just talk to him. Talk to him. He's so anxious to hear from anybody. Even a sigh, he wants to hear it. You know, he wants to be included. He wants to be number one. And if he isn't, don't expect your life to, don't blame anybody but yourself, because, you know, you got to have him in your life to make it right, to do right, to find peace. Every day, what is your will for me? Father God, what's your will for me? Through your son Jesus, what is your will for me on earth? Everybody here, if you're breathing, there's a reason. You came with a mission. I remember that story of that lady, moaned and groaned. Jesus took her to heaven and said, this is what you were supposed to come to do. I was like, oh. And then she went down and did it. So, you know, he's got all kinds of ways to get to people, and he'll get to keep praying for them.
Just finished reading a book. It was basically about how to tell if you're a fan or a follower of Jesus, and he was saying in there, like, he compared our the Lord wanting a relationship with us, like almost like a romantic relationship. And if you're if you want him in your life, but you also want other things in your life, it's kind of like in the romantic relationship. You want a person, but you also want these other people, and you don't want to be exclusive. Well, Jesus wants to be exclusive with you, and he wants your whole heart, not just part of your heart.
Right. He wants
He's
a jealous God.
He wants everyone.
Yes.
He wants exclusive relationship.
Yes, he does. He has to be the exclusive one, exclusivity, only him. And everything else will flow from that. You will love him and others. You will speak to him and others. Others will speak to you, and you'll hear his voice, like, oh, my beautiful friend Oliver, I know the Lord is in him. What a gift I've been given to have this man who loves Jesus so much, even looks like him, portrayed the part of him for all those years. And when he's in my household, I know I'm with the Lord in a very special way because the Lord is his whole life, whole life. So I'm very blessed. You know, I don't see him that often, but when I do, it's always a blessing because I know I'm in the presence of God in him. Because he knows God is in him. So that makes it even more special. You know, and he came a long way. If you knew this person before he found Christ, I mean, he's a walking example of what God's grace can do to change you. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Night and day. But he has the
Lord in him. So the main message from tonight is Jesus loves you. He wants a relationship with you, and be yourself with him. So
exactly, exactly. You got it, honey. You got it.
And he is coming. That's the other message.
He's coming. Yes. So if you haven't gotten busy,
get in
a relationship with him. quick. Quick like a bunny. Quick like a rabbit. now. Just, you hear this out there, just say, and one more thing, if you want to close, he says, don't wait to be pleased with yourself, just as you are, throw yourself into my arms, and your greatest shortcomings, throw yourself into my arms, I know about human nature, I know, don't be afraid of such a gentle shepherd, just throw yourself into my arms, I don't care where you've been, what you've done, how, anything, just say, make the gesture, just throw yourself into my arms, and then he will just heal and take over, and whatever, anything you need, he's going to do it. But make that gesture of surrender to him and trust, and say, I'm sorry, I don't want to be this way anymore. Just help me, I don't understand a lot. Just tell him. And being, he says, put yourself in my arms. Do not wait till you're pleased with yourself, just as you are. I don't care how black, just as you are. Throw yourself in my arms. I came to save you. You know, I don't want to lose you. I want you with me for all eternity. So don't be afraid. Don't let Satan fool you in saying, well, you're not good enough or whatever. Don't let him do that. Don't listen to him. Jesus loves you.
Yeah,
Jesus,
you don't have to be perfect
and wonderful
before you get in a relationship
no, you don't.
With him.
No,
that's
come
what
as
you
said.
Are, and he will make you
yes,
perfect.
Exactly. He will take care of all the garbage in you. Just get into those arms and let him get started with you. Just be sincere. Be willing to change, even if you don't understand anything. Just, Jesus, you said, be in your arms. I'm in your arms. Now what? And just wait. Oh, boy. You will be a different person.
Yes,
because
you will.
He's
and for the
so
better.
Merciful. So merciful. Yes. You'll be what you. He wants everyone to be what he wants them to be, how you're supposed to be in him, you know. But you've got to, you know, he leaves you free. And you don't have to. But when you're at your rope's end, you know, if you let go, he's going to catch you. But at your rope's end, just say, Jesus, I need help. You know, just help me. I don't understand any of this. I know I'm supposed to belong to you, but I don't know the first step. I just don't know. Help me. That's what he wants to hear. He wants to hear your cry. He loves to hear your cry. He loves to forgive. He says in the beautiful book, The Way of Divine Life, he says, it relieves me just to forgive a soul. It's my joy to forgive. I want to forgive. You know, and it's. I mean, he's so merciful. People just, don't listen to the enemy. Just put yourself in the arms.
And surrender your all to
and
him,
surrender.
And he will take
yes.
over from there.
Don't worry about what condition you're in. Just say, you know, I want to be in your arms. Change me. Help me. That's all he's got to. Don't stay away out of fear or because you're a sinner. Just, he said, the most vile sinner is welcome into my arms if he wants to be forgiven, if he wants to change. He says, I will forgive you. I don't let sins keep you from me. Throw yourself into my arms and let me heal you. So you got to do that, guys. So out there, anybody listening, you know, aside from our family, I know I'm preaching to the choir, but there's people listening out there who maybe just need to hear that. Just throw yourself into his arms. He doesn't care where you've been or what you've done. If you're willing to be his and you don't know the first thing about it, maybe you haven't read a Bible verse, nothing, and you've done a lot of horrible things, but you don't want to be this way anymore. So just, he will heal you. He knows how we live. He knows how Satan bothers us. He knows what we go through. He knows how we suffered. He had 33 years of suffering on earth, unbelievable suffering, which culminated in his cross and horrible, horrendous suffering that only in heaven will we fully understand what he suffered for us and what he did. And that suffering, that's a frighteningly serious love of a God for his creatures and to become one of us, okay? So don't stay away. Get in those arms and let him change you. I can't tell you that enough. I'd like to scream it from the rooftops. Get in his arms and let him change you. Don't worry about anything, no matter what you've done. He knows. He says, I know you like every wave of the sea. And he says, I came to heal and restore. So find yourself, find your way into my arms, and I will heal you. So don't stay away. I don't care. I don't care if Satan comes after you. If Satan tries to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future. He ain't got one.
Exactly.
Yep. So don't be afraid. Don't listen to the enemy. Don't listen to the negatives. Just say, Jesus, I want to put myself in your arms. Heal me. And let God work. But you got to make that first step to get into those arms, because he leaves you free. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force anything, ever. So you say, I don't understand this. This is nuts to me, but I want to be with you, and I'm going to, that lady said, be in your arms. I'm going to be in your arms. Well, be prepared that he's never going to let you go. Because he loves you.
And if you're
madly
afraid you have to give up something that you, some sort of sin, well, just think of it this way. This is only a short time left on earth, so whatever you sin you're really not wanting to give up, think about your eternity where you want to spend eternity. And heaven is going to be awesome, and with Jesus who loves us very much. And so think about it in terms of eternity. Where do you want to spend eternity? That should make it a lot easier to give up any particular sin that you are trying to hold on to. But definitely, as Pat was saying, don't try to get rid of your sin and then come to Jesus. Come to Jesus, and he will
help you.
And
he will work through you. He will change you. If you're willing to put yourself into those arms with all the yuck that you're feeling about yourself and the fear and the doubts and God knows what all else you're feeling and doing and how, don't let the enemy come against you. You say, Satan, I'm going in the arms of Jesus. Leave me alone. I'm going to belong to him, and he's going to heal me. So take a hike. In Jesus' name, amen. And short work of it. Just get in those arms. Get in those arms. And he'll take over. God will take over. You think about his humanity. You think about the love, and how much he wants. He's human like us. He has a heart like us. He has feelings. He's sensitive. So love him. Love him. Talk to him. Trust him. Invite him. Don't leave him out. Don't doubt him. Don't ever doubt him. Okay? And don't leave him out. Don't leave him out. Pleadingly, he says, don't doubt me. Don't leave me out. Invite me to the center of your life, and I will heal. I will take care of you. Don't have any fear. I'm your Savior. What does Savior mean? It means to save. He says, I want to save you, but you got to have to, meet me halfway here. So run into my arms.
Amen.
Yeah.
He loves you. Jesus loves you. And
yes,
we love you, Jesus. Can't wait
yes,
to be
we
with
love
you,
everybody.
My sweet, sweet Savior.
Savior, yes. Exactly. You love everybody. I cover mankind with your precious blood and holy wounds. There's not a stronger thing I can do, Jesus. There's not a stronger thing. And I was reading something, a Sister Faustina, and had said, how powerful are your prayers and how you touch my heart. Oh, what a beautiful thing he wrote her. And he says, you have no idea just how moved I am when you pray and trust me and love me. He says, you can't imagine, what's going on inside his heart toward us who are faithful or who are searching for him or wanting to do his will. We're very imperfect. We have plenty of miseries. The enemy doesn't stop at us. God knows. God knows what we're suffering and what our struggles are. But don't let that keep you from him. He'll teach you how to deal with all that. And he'll heal you. Bit by bit, he'll heal you. And you're going to be happy. As he said, the world gives pleasures. Only I give joy. True joy. Heavenly joy. You cannot have joy unless you have me. Unless you have Jesus,
amen,
you're empty. You might as well just kiss it goodbye. Because if you
this
don't have him...
This is Jesus' song to us.
Okay.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If
you can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Lama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Because we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say those words and we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly.
Say, come.
Yes.
We love you, Jesus.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
See you all in the air.
Amen. We sure will.
I know. And I love you.
Love you.
I love you, Jesus.
Love you.
Love you all.
Love you all, yep.
Jesus loves you.
Okay,
indeed. And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I